Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth, to the shore way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
God is an awesome God. Hallelujah, God has blessed you all day today. And if you're hearing my my voice right now. Hallelujah. He's blessed you along the way. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him right now. Oh, say hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I can hear you in the eyes of my faith and the ears of my faith. I hear you all over the place. Say hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the world, for the Lord is come. And more importantly, he's come in our lives. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, lift your hand. Oh, you know you stand in the need for a divine intervention. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name today. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. You have tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Incorporated. Hallelujah. Where the broken are made whole by God. And this service today is sponsored by, hallelujah, the fine folk of Legal Shield. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to find out more about Legal Shield, hallelujah, glory to God, you can, hallelujah, go to, hallelujah, wbyrd.wearelegalshield.com. Hallelujah. Again, all lowercase, no spaces, wbyrd.wearelegalshield.com. Find out about Legal Shield. And if you want to, you can call after the service. You can call 443-416-1201 to talk to Pastor Peaches herself to tell you about Legal Shield. But God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you that have tuned in. We thank you, Lord, for those that are new, that have tuned into the service. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you all over the world. Hallelujah. Magadan Hapun saying yo, and konnichiwa, and kumbawa, and guten abend, and hallelujah, all those folk, hallelujah, all over the world, hallelujah, who are listening to Buenas Noches, hallelujah, hallelujah, all those people all over the world that are listening to this service, hallelujah. Hello, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we welcome you to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And Pastor Peach is on special assignment today, but guess what? Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Living God is still here. Her spirit is here. Hallelujah. She's joining us in spirit. Hallelujah. Going to, and in truth. Hallelujah. We're going to have a time today because God's in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You heard Carmen say Jesus was in the house today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. And so, hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to give you some housekeeping suggestions right now so that you can be on board and be ready to do whatever we're going to do, whatever the Spirit leads us to do on today. Hallelujah. Of course, we ask that you get all your folk around the phone or the computer to listen to the service, get the children, get everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because God's going to speak to everybody, from the youngest to the oldest, from 7 to 70, from 5 to 50. Come on. God's going to speak to folks from 1 to 100. God's going to speak to people today. You say, some people are listening that they're 100 years old. Well, my mother-in-law is 99 years old. She'll be, glory to God, in just less than 6 months, she'll be 100 years old. Watch out now. So God is blessing folks today. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you now. Hallelujah. Get your pencils, your pens. Get two of each, your pens and pencils and something to write on. We do recommend, hallelujah, a composition notebook, because you can have it all in one place, so you can write down the scriptures and any notes that you want to keep, and it's always in one place, so you can go to it and refresh yourself and build yourself up, and hallelujah, and just add to your knowledge and wisdom, hallelujah. So hallelujah, get that together, get the people around the phone or the computer computer and also get your communion elements, because we're going to take communion today. That's the meal that heals. That's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. That is the meal ordained by God to bless his people continually throughout the ages. Hallelujah. So get ready for that. Get your juices, your crackers, your toast or bread or wafers, whatever you have, and get your juice or water or whatever that you're going to use for as the elements of Holy Communion, and get that ready. And then, of course, your word. Get the word. Hallelujah. See, this is the open book kind of test today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can get to the book. Hallelujah. That's the manufacturer's manual. It's called the sword. It's called the Holy Scripture. It's called the Bible. But you get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can have that at hand. Hallelujah. Because we're going to be referring to scriptures as we go along. Hallelujah. As the Spirit gives us utterance. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. But right now, hallelujah, glory to God, we're going to do, hallelujah, you know, like we always do. We send the praises up, you know, when the praises go up, you know what comes down. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right, Minister Linda. The blessings come down. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Julie, that's right. Thank you for saying that. Hallelujah. And Brother Gary, thank you for sharing. And Brother Harry, thank you for sharing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. And I tell you, we're getting ready to place people's names into the atmosphere of blessing. Because, see, when we use our prayer language and we begin to worship and praise God with spirit and truth, hallelujah, the blessings of the Lord start pouring out on us like oil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Saturating us from the head to our feet. Come on now. And so we're going to place people's names in the atmosphere of blessings today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. As we key up the selection that we're going to play, you get ready for God to move. Hallelujah. On behalf of you and your family and the loved ones, people that you know. Hallelujah. Your friends, your relatives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People get on your job, in the community, or wherever they are, hallelujah, right now, hallelujah, glory to God. All around the world, God is ready to bless and deliver, hallelujah, right now, hallelujah. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for that. Hallelujah, he wants to heal, he wants to deliver, he wants to set the captives free, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready to key up the selection. And as we do that, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Begin to place the names into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is here.
The presence of the Lord is here.
Presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is here.
Pastor William A. Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. Sister Dominique. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Annette James. Minister Jerry Cleaver. Minister Linda Blackwell. Sterling and Barry and David and Reggie and Scooter and Alan and Danya, hallelujah. Thank God for Danya. Hallelujah. I'm blessing her. Hallelujah. And Tiffany, hallelujah. Glory to God. And Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty, little Kitty, Stephanie and little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Julius, hallelujah. Joshua, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Little Mitchell, Big Mitchell, Victor, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angela Jennings here. Hill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper. Hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith. First Lady Linda Smith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, Minister Jane, hallelujah, Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris. Hallelujah. Brother Ronald Harris. Sister Anjanette Harris. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yvette and Rosalind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rakim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. George Duke. Tavon. Another Tavon. Another Tavon. Another Tavon. Trayvon, hallelujah, glory to God. Earl, another Earl, still another Earl, and another Earl. Maurice, and another Reggie, and another Dominique, and another Dominique. Hallelujah, Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle. Hallelujah, Kimberly, and another Kimberly, hallelujah. Pamela, and another Pamela, and another Pamela, still another Pamela. Regina Bruce, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sheila from Justice, hallelujah. Gloria, God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister, glory to God. Minister Janice, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Sheila, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah. Sister Cynthia, hallelujah. Yvonne, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Janetta McCoy, hallelujah. Raymond and McCoy, Senior Junior. Brian McCoy, Senior and Junior, hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey, hallelujah. And husband, hallelujah. The whole family, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Elder Renola Carr, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dominique and Justin, hallelujah. Glory to God. Gary Don Wilson, Harry Warsaw, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ruby Smith, Mansie Smith, hallelujah. Darlene Smith, hallelujah. Gary and Joshua, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Glenda Blanchard, hallelujah. Brenda DeLoach, hallelujah. Paige Campbell, hallelujah, glory to God. Booth has signs, Steve has signs, hallelujah. Gary, hallelujah, another Gary, still another Gary, hallelujah. Sister Lorena Johnson, Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Biola Wright, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Sister Corinthia Johnson, Sean Johnson, James Johnson, Juan Johnson, Sean Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Shirley, Hendricks, hallelujah. Michelle and Marvin and James, Kelly, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Audrey Bird, hallelujah, glory to Denise. Williams and her husband, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Jeffrey, Maria, hallelujah. Tanya, Calvin, Robin, hallelujah. Cameron, hallelujah. And Bob Smith, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Tommy Orns, Larry Orns, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Daryl Carter, Reginald Moore, Bob Walls, hallelujah, glory to God. Stephanie, another Stephanie, another Stephanie. Cynthia, hallelujah. Another Sheila, hallelujah, glory to God. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Brenda, another Brenda, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Annette Gordon, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Andy, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory to God. Charlie Ripple, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, we thank the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Harold, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hank, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another Reginald, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Raymond Banks, Rachel, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Angelo, hallelujah. Antonio, another Antonio. Dexter, hallelujah. Another Dexter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lady D, hallelujah. Glory to God. Diana Shipley, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leslie Govard, hallelujah. John Govard, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tony Montone, Valerie Montone, hallelujah. Sam and Peggy and Megan, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you have some more names, put it up in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Get some residual blessings right now. Hallelujah. Get some collateral blessings right now. Hallelujah. During wartime, they talk about collateral damage. Hallelujah. But we're talking about collateral blessings right now. Oh, come on. You can put them up in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to have to get my technical assistant right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hey, Siri, hallelujah. Play Carmen. Hallelujah. Hey, Siri, play Carmen. Oh, Siri want to be hard right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. But the blessings of the Lord are present. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And look here. Hallelujah. I need you to pray just a little bit, because somebody who's listening to this call was troubled before they got on the call. They were hit on the left side and on the right. Everywhere they turned today, they were hit. But praise be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're on the call now. And because they're on the call now, hallelujah, they're going to get blessed. Hallelujah. I want you to know right now that the Spirit of the living God is hovering over you right now to heal, deliver, and to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am, yeah. Come on, let's do it. Yo, rock it.
Born. He was born to a Virgin named Mary on Christmas Day. He bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. You take him high. You take him low. You take JC wherever you go. Now tell me who. Tell me
Hallelujah. We thank God. Somebody's been healed. Somebody's been delivered. There was a breakthrough even in that song and in the first part of our victory service today. Now, hallelujah, we are getting ready to play our introduction to the Children's Corner tonight. And we have a surprise commentator or a person who's going to deal with the Children's Corner on tonight. Because as we shared, Pastor Peaches is on special assignment. Hallelujah. So we praise God for that. But God bless you. I want you to just stay tuned. And if you forgot to get the children around the phone or around the computer, go get them now. Hallelujah. As we play the selection, after the selection, you will hear the voice of our surprise guest on the Children's Corner tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I would love to say this is a Buffalo Bob Smith, but it is not. This is Pastor Bird, Mr. B.T. Bird, and I'm not going to try to fill the shoes of Pastor Peaches for the Children's Corner, but I just want to share some quick thoughts for you children that are around the phone or the computer right now. Hallelujah, whether you're 5 or you're 50, be a child of God. You can be counted in the number. Is that all right? God bless you. Children, number one, God loves you, and we love you too. And one of the things I want to be talking to you about just for about 3 or 4 minutes, that's all it's going to take tonight, talk about the children who have pets in their homes. Yes, if you have a cat or dog or parrot or whatever, hamster, or whatever you have in your home and it's your pet, there's certain things that you must understand about those animals. Number one, God has ordained that you have power over them. In other words, they are under your control. And because they're under your control, you have a job to either treat them nice or to treat them badly. remember this. Your treating of your pets in your house is indicative of how you're going to treat people when you get older. Oh, yes. Because, see, you have authority over, at least you should. I don't know anybody's house where the dog is running the house or the cat's running the house. They may attempt it, but they won't succeed. You have control, authority over them. But as such, you must treat them with kindness and compassion. Look, Jeremy, pulling the cat's tail seems like it's fun. But had you asked the cat about that? He doesn't think it's fun. Because it may hurt him. It's part of his body. Suppose somebody came up and started pulling your ear, pulled you around the room by your ear. Would that be a nice thing? Would that feel good to you? Or you're shaking your head no? Jeremy, you're okay. You understand. You got to treat your pets with compassion and love. Just like you want people, your parents and adults and others, to treat you with love and respect. Your siblings, your brothers and your sisters, your cousins, you want them to treat you nicely. Is that right? All right, talk to me now, y'all. You have to treat your pets with compassion, with love. You don't be throwing them around the room. They're not a ball. You don't be throwing things at them unless you're throwing a ball and they're supposed to catch the ball and bring it back to you. You can play with them. Throwing your cat around the room is not fun to him. And if it's fun to you, we need to have a longer talk with you, and your parents need to have a longer talk with you. And here's the key. You treat the pets nicely when mommy and daddy or adults are not around, as well as when they are around. In other words, as soon as mommy and daddy leave, then you start hitting the cat or hitting the dog or punching the dog or throwing stuff at. That's not godly. That's not nice. Because you don't want anybody to do that to you. Is that right? Your cats, your dogs, your pets, believe it or not, they have feelings too. They can feel stuff just like you can. So treat your pets like you want to be treated, with love, respect, passion, caring. That's tonight's message to children. Treat the animals that God has given you care over with respect, with love, with caring. Hallelujah. Did you like that, children? Was that okay? Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in to Children's Corner on tonight. Hallelujah. I believe Pastor Peaches will be back next Wednesday. Hallelujah. Of the Children's Corner. Hallelujah.
make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful
I'm gonna make it.
I'm gonna make it.
Glorious.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise the Lord just a little bit here. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, at this time, we would ask Pastor Peaches, what time is it? And, you know, I hear her voice saying, it's time for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Of course, he's on special assignment right now, but it is time for Holy Communion. And I want to let you know, this is the meal that heals. This is the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. And Father God, we bless your name today. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, Lord. We thank you for them, oh God. We ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Your word says to examine yourselves. And we do just that right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. We put a magnifying over ourselves right now, magnifier over ourselves right now, and we say, Lord, we need you, hallelujah, because you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are, hallelujah, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. So we come to you right now, oh God. And we ask you, oh God, to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Your word says, again, your word says, examine yourselves. And we do just that. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah, glory to God. Isaiah, glory to God. 55:11, glory to God. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you, Lord, for the word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name, in Poland and China and Hong Kong, in the Philippines, in Australia, in the UK, in Germany, hallelujah, in Africa, in North America, in Canada, South America, hallelujah, in the islands, hallelujah, in New Guinea. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 3:26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is my new inheritance I'm leaving you. This is my new gifts I'm giving you. And I wrote it in my blood. Glory to God. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It also already covers the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12. Verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, I see the blood. I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven upon every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on tonight. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily for confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our extended family. Hallelujah. Those who, hallelujah, are close and those who are far off. Those who have sense enough to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and those that don't. We stand in that place. We stand in the gap as if we are. Is this they are saying what we are saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We say this. Hallelujah. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, hallelujah. Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. Hallelujah. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name, we are mighty in Jesus' name. We are talented in Jesus' name. We are blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. Jude 1:24-25. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that have tuned in. We thank God for the new listeners and the old ones as well. We thank God for how God is blessing you, healing and delivering it, and setting the captives free, even right now as we speak. And if Pastor Peaches was here, I would ask her another question.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. She has returned. Glory to God. That may be her spirit, or that could be her in her earth suit. We're going to find out in a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What time is it now?
Have you already had communion?
Yes, we have.
Then it's time for the word, Pastor Barrett.
Oh, bless thee, God, Baruch Adonai. Hallelujah. God, the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for God blessing you on your special assignment. We thank God for how God has been blessing you. Oh, glory to God. I mean, he's been blessing you all your life.
Victory.
Hallelujah. I wish I could let the cat out of the bag about something that's opening up. But maybe if you want to do that, you can. Well, we won't do that right now. We'll let the cat out of the bag later on. Hallelujah. But guess what? Hallelujah. We need to share with y'all. We are having, at this point, we're still having Watch Night service on the 31st.
Amen.
From 10 to about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
It's going to be virtual, and it's also going to be live.
Amen.
You can come to the lower level sanctuary of the Parsonage, which is located at 3007 Iona Terrace. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, 3007 Iona Terrace, I-O-N-A. Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, and it's the side entrance. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to have a time, and we also have live services coming Sunday at 3 p.m. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And, Father God, I don't take this opportunity nor this responsibility lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. And Father God, we ask that you give to hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. 30, 60, 100-fold return on the seed sown tonight, oh God. Oh, bless them, oh God. And Father God, we send notice to the enemy right now. He's under our feet. We say, get them behind us, Satan. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy that he set up to steal, kill, and destroy the word that shall come forth tonight. And Father God, now we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you the glory. Amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just want to share, you know, usually just during this time of the year, we begin to be thinking about New Year's resolutions. We are thinking about Christmas gifts and what we're going to receive. Hallelujah. And we've been thinking about all these things, and I just want to touch on a few things tonight to let you know what we ought to be thinking about.
Hallelujah.
Really ought to be thinking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first scripture, I want you, Pastor Peaches, you have the scriptures, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, before you read them, I'm going to give you the first scripture. The first scripture is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God gave. Mm. And see, in this time of year, especially Christmas is this week, and we're thinking about what receiving, we ought to be thinking about giving, because we want to be Christ-like. We want to be God-like. Hallelujah. He said, we were made in his image, the likeness of God we were created. He said, be like him as dear children. And it's highlighted. And most people's Bibles, that even may be underlined or a circle in their Bible. For God so loved us that he gave. We got to show love. See, love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action.
Amen.
And God put it into action. And yes, Jesus is the reason for the season. You've heard this many times for many years, but it's true. It is true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter, you can read the scriptures now that we're going to be dealing with today.
Ephesians 4:11-12, Proverbs 15:22, Hebrews 11:1-6, Matthew 5:41, 1 Timothy 5:8, Ecclesiastes 5:4-5, Proverbs 22:26, Psalms 1, and 1-3.
Praise God. God, if you miss any of those scriptures, you can call after the broadcast at 410-444-5152 and get the scriptures from Pastor Peaches. And if she's not available at that time, just leave your name and your number and the reason for your call, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. You know, I listened today, earlier today, Bishop J.O. Patterson sing a song, The Ship of Zion. And it reminded me that we as human beings, we who are in our earth suit now, we are like on a ship sailing through the seas of life. And we have been teaching for this entire year to get you to know some principles and truths of God. And so this, you know, like at the end of every year, you know, a lot of times there's a recapitulation of what went on through that year. We're going to do a little bit of that right now. And this is going to prepare you for having success 2022. So the title of today's message is Notes to Help You Float Your Boat in 2022. Notes to Help You Stay Afloat in 2022. Notes to help you to keep from sinking in 2022. Can you understand what I'm trying to say? If you get what I'm saying tonight, hold on to it, and then you get into your maker's manual and begin to recapitulate, to reacquaint yourself with his written word, you will be able to float your boat. You will be able to get from one shore to the other shore successfully, from one journey in your life to the next journey successfully. That first scripture, what's that first scripture again?
Ephesians 4:11-12.
What did that say?
Ephesians 4:11-12 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Don't for once think that you can make it through this life without those gifts that God gave. He gave them to you for perfecting of the saints. What does that mean? Perfecting, perfect means maturing, mature. He wants you to be a mature person, a knowledgeable, a person full of wisdom. What kind of wisdom? God's wisdom. You're not getting that. At the very least, get on a virtual service. If you can't get there in with your earth suit, get there with your ear suit. You heard? Get in a virtual so you can receive the gifts that Jesus gave to you. It's yours. Receive it. Go to the next scripture.
Proverbs 15:22.
Read.
Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established.
Those gifts are your counselors. Then God has some other counselors that he puts in your life. And you know that God sent because they speak God's word. Because you have peace when you're listening to them, when they share, they come with everything God has: compassion, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. They come with that. You are not a lone ranger. God did not call you. And if you have a Tonto, you're still not the lone ranger. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Hebrews 11, 1 and 6. Hebrews 11, 1 and 6 says, things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and 6.
Oh, no, stop right there. What you have done in 2021 is wonderful. If it was good and blessed and anointed. But we're not talking about past. We're talking about now faith. We're talking about what's happening now. The past is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. That's 2022. Today is the gift of God. That's why they call it the present. We're talking about now faith. I mean, we can remember, we can highlight, we can memorialize our victories and triumphs and successes of the past. But we got to deal with now faith. Read 6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Two things in that. Faith, he's not talking about just any old faith. He's still talking about now faith. Faith with action. And see, when you put your faith to action, you have now faith. Guess what you're going to get? It's just a reward. Is that what it says? Does that word reward in there?
Hallelujah.
You're going to get a reward for your now faith. Your past faith is nice. Your now faith is blessed because, hallelujah, you put now faith together, you got to expect a reward for now faith in action.
Amen.
When you deliberately, intentionally, meticulously seek him. Seek him means to learn of him, be with him, know him, see his face, learn his ways. Then what's going to happen? You're going to what? Get a reward.
That's right. For seeking him. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, go to the next scripture.
Okay. I missed one. It was 1 Thessalonians 4, 1. It says, furthermore, when we beseech you, brethren, and exalt you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more.
Continue the teachings that we've given you all along. My goal was not to entertain you. My goal was not to take up some space because we had time that we could use. My goal was to share what the Holy Spirit would like to say to the church so that you could be triumphant, so you could be victorious, so you could be a winner in Jesus' name. So don't forget what we taught you already, because it's built upon precept upon precept and teaching upon teaching. All right, now go ahead.
Matthew 5:41 says, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain.
Listen here. Three things that you've got to remember. You want to be successful in 2022. You've got to have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please God and be excellent. A burning desire to please God and be excellent. That's really the same, but we got to spell it out for some folks. Please God and be excellent. because yeah, hallelujah, and then have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. A willingness to work and go the extra mile. Some folk don't want to go an extra mile because it wasn't written. It's not in their job spec. It's not in their your personnel package or whatever. Do you want to be, you want a promotion? You want success? You want ability to climb over walls and leap over fences and all that kind of stuff? You want to walk through, you want to be victorious. You want to be a mighty woman of valor, a mighty man of valor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Read that scripture one more time.
Which one? Okay, 541.
Yeah.
Matthew 541 said, "And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain."
In other words, go the extra mile. And they ask you, look, your boss, you may be a counselor. And your boss says, "Can you do me a favor? Somebody spilled something on the floor. Can you sweep that up for me?" Look, go sweep it out. Rearrange the chairs, got it. Whatever, don't do it. Don't be saying, "Well, it ain't my job." That's not the conversation of a Christian.
Amen.
Go to the next scripture, please.
1 Timothy 5:8. "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel."
Take care of your family, y'all. There's some folk that treat people out on the street better than they treat their own family.
Mm.
Or they talk to them, they do a lot of stuff for them, and they come home, they kick the dog, slap the cat, yell at the children, and tell the husband, "Fix it yourself," or tell the wife, "Why is the food on the table? If I was going somewhere else, there's the food be prepared." Yeah, but you'd be paying for it too over there.
Amen.
They act better to other folks. Sometimes folks say, the reason why some of y'all folks done left because they got better treatment outside of the home than inside the home. Mm. You heard? All right, give me another scripture because I done made somebody mad.
Ecclesiastes.
You're mad at me and you don't like what I say. You can meet me at 1220 West Lexington Street. Oh, that's right. I ain't going to be there. Anyway, go ahead. Read some more.
Ecclesiastes 5:4-5.
Go ahead. Read that.
"When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in food. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay."
Stop making promises you don't even plan to keep. This doesn't sound right, but I'm going to say it anyway because you know how I am. Don't have diarrhea of the mouth. You just saying stuff to be saying stuff. You better guard what you say. You make a promise, fulfill it. And the only way you can't deal with a promise is if you don't went on to see your reward, go to God, or you were in a car accident and you were in the hospital and you couldn't get out and go shopping for that person you told me you promised to go shopping for. But you might have picked up the phone and told somebody, "Can you see about so-and-so and so-and-so? Because I promised to do such and so, and I can't do it because I'm in the hospital. Can you do it?" Woo! It is better what say to not
vow it than to vow it and don't pay.
And then I thought that somewhere in that scripture you had said something about being a fool. If you vow, don't y'all learn something from my teacher's faith. Because it's really not mine. I'm just reiterating, regurgitating. I'm just bringing in you into remembrance what God said in his word.
Mm-hmm.
That was in Proverbs, wasn't it? All right, go to the next one.
Ecclesiastes. The next one is Proverbs.
Go ahead.
26.
What was that scripture?
This one is Proverbs 22:26.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Read that.
Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debt.
Don't you be a co-signer for anything.
Amen.
Not even for your children.
That's right.
If they ain't going to, the bank, they don't pay their bills right, or they just got out there. They got to stand on their own, develop their own credit history. Don't you co-sign for nobody. The Bible says don't do it. And if you do what the Bible says don't do, you're going to find yourself in a mess. Ask me how I know. I don't pay. I was many years ago. Boy, my goodness. About 50 years ago. Yeah, about 50 years. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, about 50. Oh, glory to God. Maybe 55 years ago, I paid for somebody. I co-signed for somebody. Thank God it was a small loan. I think $200-$300. But, you know, can you imagine co-sign? It's my child. She wants me to co-sign for her car. Is you crazy? But that's my baby. Oh, my baby wouldn't do me like that. Your baby will find every reason why not to pay that bill because they ain't got good credit. Did I say that out loud?
Mm-hmm.
Don't co-sign with anybody. Go ahead. What's the next scripture?
Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth fruit. In his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever.
I want you to understand this. Don't you sit around people that ain't giving you right counseling.
Amen.
Don't you take wrong counseling, bad stuff. People ain't even thinking about the Lord, and you sitting in that midst and listening to that garbage and that stupid stuff. Because you're going to be messed up. And see, and whenever you messed up, guess what? Those folk close to you are going to be messed up too. You remember that saying, Pastor Peter, what is it about the rotten apple?
Pulls the whole barrel.
Watch out now. Okay, give me another scripture. Time rock.
That was the last one.
That was the last one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important for you to understand that if you want your boat floating, not sinking, your boat getting from shore to shore, getting your treasure back to you in 2022, you better listen to the word of God and rehash what I said tonight. God bless you. Pastor Peters.
Hallelujah.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of the heart be acceptable, and I say, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And Father, upon every listener of the word tonight, we thank you, God, for blessing them, for opening up their ears and the eyes of understanding, oh God, so they may hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, saying to the people today, to prepare them for the plenty that is available for them.
Amen.
2022. God bless you. Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Like the pastor said, if you need the scriptures, you can call after we go off the air, and I'll give them to you. If you'd like to send us a communication, please address your envelope to RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We will be having Watch Night service from 10 to 12:30. Please come and join us. We will be also in simulcast. So if you aren't able to be here in body, please be listening. Hallelujah. We see you then.
Yeah, come on, let's do it, yo, rock it.
Hallelujah.